You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Last month, Amazon launched a new experiment, part album, part playlist. It's called Amazon Acoustics, a group of songs performed by 32 different artists. Some are covers of songs you've heard before, and some are original. The songs are available to stream for Amazon Prime customers and for other people who want to buy them outright online. What the playlist represents, though, is something that companies are spending more time and money on lately. Exclusive content. Think of it as Amazon as a fledgling music label. We're going to talk with one of the musicians in a moment, but first, the executive behind the project. Steve Boom is the Vice President of Digital Music for Amazon. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
How did Amazon Acoustics start? I mean, who came up with this project?
You know, we had this idea that we wanted to start producing original music and delivering that to our customers and giving them something, you know, a little bit different. Maybe a little different take on some stuff they're familiar with or themes they're familiar with. And we started it actually at the end of last year. Our first project was holiday music that we launched. As you can imagine, pretty important time of year for Amazon, obviously, the Christmas season, the holiday season. And that was a big success. And so we, as we came into 2015, we said, well, you know, what are we going to do next? And this is that. We thought that we could do a new cool project, and we hit upon the acoustics theme really because we wanted to do something that kind of stripped away all the other stuff around music and really just focuses on two things, really, the song and the artist and the singer. And, you know, we think we've done that with Amazon Acoustics, which ultimately is a playlist of 30 songs with some artists that everybody knows, but, you know, mixed with a bunch of artists that, you know, we're giving a chance to be known to a bunch of customers.
Yeah, this is a very eclectic list of musicians. I mean, Nick Lowe to Dyrtek. I'm trying to figure out
Train,
who is your...
Five for Fighting.
Yeah, I looked at this and thought, like, wait a minute, this doesn't have a natural cohesion to it.
Well, you know, it's funny, the cohesion is in the theme. The cohesion's really in the acoustic, is in the fact that it's acoustic. We weren't going for a single genre. In fact, quite the opposite. The cool thing about a playlist is it allows you not to try to make an album, which isn't what we're doing here, where it does have to kind of have this artistic cohesion or a theme that goes all the way through it. But in fact, by going the acoustic route, it allowed us to have a wide variety of artists, and those artists are even, you know, dealing with a wide variety of songs, whether they're their own songs or they're covering someone else's songs. We've got songs anywhere from a Bowie song being covered to Burt Bacharach. So, but when you listen to it, it all hangs together, and that's the beauty of it going acoustic.
You know, no company like Amazon does this without a larger goal in mind down the road. So is this what, the beginning of Amazon Studios, the Amazon label? Is this all about producing exclusive content a year, two, five from now?
First, I'm going to tell you we're going to do a lot more of this stuff. So more genres, more projects, different ideas. You'll see some more projects coming this year. The next one you'll see in the fall, we're going to do some interesting things with children's music. Where it's going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm not really sure. I just know that we're going to be doing a lot more of this. But yeah, we want to deliver some things to our customers that they can't get anywhere else.
How is this entry the beginning of what? Competition against Spotify, Apple Music? Those are pretty massive distributors.
Look, we launched Prime Music a year ago, so this is Amazon's entry into streaming. We launched in the U.S. in June of 2014, and that was, you know, we've given Prime members access to a really big catalog of music that they can stream as part of their Prime membership. A year later, it's one of the top streaming services in the U.S. It's, you know, we've got several million people using it every month. In fact, it's successful enough that we just launched it in the UK 2 weeks ago, and we're going to launch it in some other countries later this year. So, you know, that's our focus. You know, we're pretty comfortable with where we are and the growth of Prime Music.
What do the artists get out of this, do you think?
A bunch of things. I think for some of them, it's freedom, artistic freedom to go scratch an itch that they couldn't otherwise. You know, some of these artists, they've had songs they've wanted to perform, but they haven't really had the right outlet to do that because traditionally they're going down the normal album route. For other artists, you know, this is about being introduced to millions of customers and finding new lifelong fans. You know, I mean, here's a good example that, you know, that I personally experienced. There's a track on this playlist called by a band called The Silent Film, and they did a cover of Iran. And if you remember that song, I don't know how old you are, Lizzie, but I've got a couple years.
I'm not telling you.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't ask. But so that's a cover of a song by Flock of Seagulls, which came out in the early 80s. Yeah. I grew up with that song, so I'm going to date myself. You know, that is a classic early 80s new wave synthesizers, big hair kind of song. This indie rock, alt rock band out of the UK covered it. I didn't really know much about A Silent Film, but if you listen to this track, it just blows you away. It's got nothing to do with the original song other than the lyrics. Personally, I now can't wait. I've now gone and listened to everything that A Silent Film has ever made, and happens all to be in Prime Music, which is great. And I can't wait for them to come tour, and hopefully they'll come by to Seattle.
Steve Boom, Vice President of Digital Music for Amazon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.